You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back to Truth All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Welcome to WGOD Radio, where God's frequency today, 15 minutes, short bursts, as I like to call them, through the Word of God. And today, here on this Monday, we're kicking off a new chapter. We're going through the Gospel of Matthew at the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. For those of you locally here, Island is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. But this program now is expanding. And I thank you, all of you that have helped me foot the bill to get this message out of Florida here and starting to spread around the country now. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your financial support. It's greatly appreciated, sorely needed. We're in Matthew chapter 18 today. It always scares me, people that have memorized Matthew chapter 18, because that's the chapter that deals with church discipline. And anyone that's got that memorized, a little red flag's going to go up on the back of my neck. When you realize and understand the doctrine about trouble so much, I have to wonder. That's where we're at here today. We're in Matthew chapter 18. We're looking at having faith of a child. I think that's where we're going to start today. And then we're going to end up with what to do. Church discipline. What do you do with people that are causing trouble in the church? That's where we're at today. If you'd like a copy of this, I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you drop me an email as well? Let me know you appreciate this program. Paul@WMIEFM.com. This will play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Here's part one now from Matthew chapter 18.
Matthew chapter 18. We left off looking at Jesus' transfiguration with Moses and Elijah present. The apostles caught a glimpse, that is three of them, James, Peter, and John, of Jesus' true appearance and how he will look when you finally see him as well. Prematurely, you'd respond like all of these guys, because they were still in the flesh and they saw the Son of God with their own eyes and they ended up on their face. Or Isaiah, who saw him prematurely and cried out, "Woe is me, for I've seen the King, the Lord of hosts," he said. We learned last week that Moses and Elijah talked with Jesus about his, Greek word, exodus, or departure. I put it to you last week that Jesus' attitude changed, in my opinion. But not this time. Once again, we're going to see the compassion of the Son of God will shine once again. Let's pick it up here this morning. In chapter 18 of the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew 18. Now at that time, the disciples came to Jesus. You see, at times when I expect him to get sore, he answers full of grace. And then, when you expect them to not get sore, how am I supposed to know that kind of demon only comes out by prayer and fasting? That's not in my manual. You wouldn't expect him to respond that way for something like that. Now, at this time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Now, that's not the way that Peter says this went down. Remember, Mark got his gospel from an oral account given to him by Peter himself. This was how he put it. When he came to Capernaum, when he was in the house, he asked them, "What was it you disputed among yourselves on the road?" But they kept silent. I bet they did keep silent. He continues, "For on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest." So in all the Gospels, here's Jesus' answer to those that want to be great, or those who daydream about being greatest. By the way, something I would have envisioned Muhammad Ali to do, right? But then in his case, he'd have to imagine who would be the greatest in hell. Because he was not a believer in Jesus Christ, and the position of greatest is not available in heaven because it's already been taken. You can't have that position. Verse 2, then Jesus calls a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Assuredly," that's the Greek word, amen. Amen, lego human. "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest." Not how many people you've knocked out. Whoever humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Think about that. Whoever is converted and becomes like a little child is the one that'll enter into the kingdom. And what best describes being converted and becoming like a child? I would say this: reckless abandon. Write that down. Reckless abandon. Reckless abandonment to Jesus Christ. A childlike faith in Jesus Christ against all odds, despite what you might see with your eyes. Childlike faith. Think about it. The faith of a child. A child who would walk on water if their father was calling them and waiting for them with outstretched arms. A child would jump out of a spaceship if his father instructed him to. Unaware that the world would say, "Hey, you can't breathe out here." But they would do it because their father told them to. That's the faith of a child. You would jump out of that spaceship, but the world tugs at you and says, "No, don't do that. You can't breathe out there." Faith of a child. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is highly unlikely that you'll please." He's already laughing. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Don't even waste your time if you don't have faith. Just go home now. That's detestable to God when you don't have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I don't have it written down, but the rest of the verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For all who come to God must believe that He is. And He is a rewarder of all of those that diligently seek Him. That's what He's looking for. Faith like a child. Jump out of a spaceship. If God calls you to do it, you can do it, regardless of what men tell you. Anyone here ever do, other than Bill, ever do anything difficult? And go somewhere you've never been before? When people told you no. See, that's what he's looking for. Faith of a child. When you do it regardless of what people tell you. And he says, by no means. Greek word, oume. In Greek, there's no exclamation points. So, when he wants a sentence to come out like this, he puts the Greek language, they put two negative words back to back, and that makes it emphatic. He says, without faith, you will not enter the kingdom. By no means is the best way of putting that into English. If you don't have faith, you will not, by no means, don't even think about it. Because if you're born again, you got the faith of Christ on the inside of you. You'll jump out of spaceships. His seed abides in you. How could you not? Everyone who is truly born again exhibits his faith. And if you don't have it, then apparently you're not born again. Now, speaking of children, verse 6. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone. You know what a millstone is? Next time you go driving over to 520 Causeway that connects Merritt Island with Cocoa, or stand underneath it sometime and look at one of those giant cement pillars. That's the equivalent of a millstone. Whoever causes one of these little kids, one of these little ones who believes in me, to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone was hung around his neck and he was drowned into the depths of the sea. That is, you come by my radio station and rent a charter from one of them fishermen that is on my station. And they're going to take you out with a millstone around their neck, and they're going to cast you out here to the Atlantic Ocean. You'd be better off if that happened to you than if you make a child sin. Woe, verse 7, woe to the world because of scandalon, offenses. For offenses must come. But woe to that man by whom the offense comes. What does that mean? How can you mislead a child? How can you cause a child to sin? This list is by no means exhaustive. Here's a couple. Number one, school teacher. You're a school teacher. And you teach your children the theory of evolution and teach it as fact. While God says all along, in the beginning, God made the heaven and the earth. You see, the debate, the evolution debate is only 90 seconds long, church. It's not 3 days long, hours on out. Oh, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's it. And if you don't believe that, then you failed the first test and you don't have the faith of the child. And you'll by no means enter into the kingdom.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.